Yud Aleph Tishri, 1st of October, Rebbe Avrom Boruch Bloy, the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. She will start in 2 minutes.
To do in these days, it's like four or five days, because we're including also the first day of Sukkot, that is not so clear. What exactly are these days? We find there's something special about these days, we find in the Halach. In the Rachaim, Simen Tov Reish Chof Dalet, it's brought down, in the end, the Ramon in the end brings down, that these days, Misha Mis'anetayin Shaloi Lemachos Yom Kiyo, Ein Zot Lishan is called Yomot, and it means Ein Oymrim, and these days of between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Ein Oymrim. Tchinois veloi tzidkoscha. If there is a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we don't say tzidkoscha. Mi Yom Kippur ad Sukkot. Ve'amidagbikim matchilim miyad b'motzi Yom Kippur be'asiyas ha-sukkah kedei lotes l'mitzvah el-mitzvah. So says the Ramo, you don't say tachnun, sam, el chapayim, you don't say tachnun these days of between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Why? So the Rishonim is brought down, the Shibbol HaLek is brought down in the Rishonim. And the reason why we don't say Tachnun on these days is because there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Moed Kofun and Aftes HaMedalev, the Gemara in the same way, the Gemara in Shabbos and Aflamed HaMedalev. The Gemara says over there that there was a Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomi HaMelech. They started to build the Beis HaMikdash and Ches Tishrei. Ches Tishrei, the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash was Ches Tishrei was Chanukas Beis HaMikdash. And they were parting of there, they were choygeg, they were parting of there, they celebrated for 7 days and another 7 days. Altogether 14 days. So 7 days till Chag HaSukkos, and another 7 days of Chag HaSukkos. So we have Fom Ches, we have Ches, we have Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dal, with the Ches itself. We have 7 days. 7 days, they were parting over there, they celebrated the Chagigah of the first Beis HaMikdash, and then another 7 days of Sukkot. After 14 days, they go home. And they go home to the Melochim, that Shlomi HaMelech gives them, each one of them, Lech Kikar Echot, Lechem Echot, and he blessed them, and they will go home, Smeichim, go home happy. What are they so happy about? Chazal tell us, and the Gemara over there, that they were happy because each one of them had a zochol, and they had lots of brachas, and also what they were happy about, what they were smeichim about, they were smeichim that they got forgiven. What they got forgiven at? That year, as we said, they celebrated for 7 days. The 7 days between Ches and Sukkot. That's including Yom Kippur. And that year, they actually ate on Yom Kippur. They actually ate on Yom Kippur. And that year. And if they ate on Yom Kippur, so they need to have forgiveness. And they had to have a forgiveness, and Mimele, they were forgiven. Yotzo Basko, says the Gemara, Yotzo Basko, and they said that they forgive, and what they ate on Yom Kippur. It doesn't matter if it's Rishonim, if they just ate on Yom Kippur, what was it about? Meloche, but the Maaseh, that's before that they actually ate on Yom Kippur, that's the Yisur Kores, Oichu Beyom HaKippurim, and it came out the Basko, that what they got forgiven, and what they ate on Yom Kippur, and that's why there was Smeichim.
What was that?
That was the Smeichim. They didn't have it, that's why there was Smeichim, because they were actually ate on Yom Kippur. And that's why they were happy. So that's these days between Sukkot and Yom Kippur, that's the days that it doesn't seem. Also, we can come and explain that those days are, as we know, the Goyim says, why aren't they sitting in a Sukkah now? Why not in Nisan? So you know, the Goyim should say the two beings down. And the Goyim says the Shir HaShirim because the Anan HaKovet, Zichel Anan HaKovet, it was And Anna Kohen came back the second time, was on Sukkot, because Ramoch HaZom HaKippurim, Moshe Rabbeinu came down. There was Baboike when they brought the things to the Mishkan, 2 days, and then came back the next day, the Anana Kohen, and that comes out on the first day of Sukkot, and that's what they said. So these days also, maybe they bring things to the Mishkan, those are special days of between Sukkot and Yom Kippur. But the Goyen, over here in Tof Rishchot Beis, he brings down this idea, he brings also this idea of the Rishonim, and he brings another idea. He says as well, Mishum Eino Yitzchivas, Mishum Dehave Yomtev, Kemoi Yoyim HaKippurim Bemikzas. This is a little bit of a Yom Kippur these days. Kemoi Shekosu Bamedrosh Al Posu, Ulekachtem Lochem Bayom HaRishon Chulei, Mikan Vailach Vechulei. Vehem, then he brings the other reason of the Rishonim, which we just mentioned, Vehem Yemei Chanukah Sabayis, Vehem Vepere Kamed Abed Kodom, Vepere Kveis the Shabbos. For the second reason, Vehem, we understand, these are the Chanukah Sabayis, as we said, but he brings in the beginning, that these are Yom HaKippurim Bemikzas. What's Yom HaKippurim Bemikzas? Because it says, Ulekachtem Lochem Bayom HaRishon, Mikan Veilach. So, he doesn't tell, we're going to have to open up a Medrash to see what actually he means, the Goyim. So, he means the Medrash. The Medrash is in Parshas Emor, and it says over there that Ulekachtem Lochem Bayom HaRishon. What's Bayom HaRishon? Oh, so that's more famous than Tanchume, Rishon Lecheshbon Avonis. The Medrash doesn't bring that, and the Medrash says a little bit different. The Loshon, the Medrash Tanchume actually we're going to mention it brings everything. So the Medrash brings Ulekachtem Lochem Bayom HaRishon lots of droshes. What is Ulekachtem Lochem Bayom HaRishon? But the seventh one. Bayom HaRishon, what's Bayom HaRishon? Zet Tesvov. Ve'at Oim Bayom HaRishon? This is not the first day of Tishrei, this is not the first of Tishrei, this is the 15th of Tishrei. Why you call it the Bayom HaRishon? Pasha the Pasuk is the first of the days of Sukkot. But the Medrash, Frank, why the Choyer, the Drush is why we say it's the first of Tishrei. It's not the first of Tishrei, the 15th of Tishrei. Said the Medrash, Ramone de Shov, Ramone who lived in Shov, Rabbi Yeshua the Sichnin, who lived in Sichnin, the Shem Leim, Rab Leim. They come and they give a parable. Omar, Moshel Lemedino, there was a city, a state, Shechayeves Lipos, they owe a big amount of tax, Lamelech to the king, Ve'olach HaMelech Likvoisa. And the Tanchum has brought down a little bit more Bariches, they owe lots of money, and they didn't pay it because it was lots of money, and they didn't have what to pay. And the king decides that he sends messengers to pay, they don't pay. But the king decides, okay, you know what, I'm myself, I'm going to go and collect the money. Ve'olach ha-melech nikvoiso, the king itself goes to collect. Betrich ha-somo milim, as he comes 10 miles towards the city, this state, yotsu gedoyle ha-medino ve-kilsu. Come out the ministers, the important people of the city, and they come and they bless him and they ask him forgiveness, please forgive us that we didn't pay you. They explain that we didn't pay because it was lots of money we didn't have. He tilo and shlish. He comes and forgives them a third. Midemusia. Midemusia means from the actually the debt that they owe them. Besoy chamisho milim. He continues. He comes in 5 million. He also beino in Yamedina. Come out already the people, the upper class, I mean, not the mamish, the chashuvim, the midim. And bekinsu, they come to ask for forgiveness, and ve'iti lehem oishlish, he forgives them another third. Keimach shenichlas ha-medina, he comes into the, inside the state, inside the city, yotsu kol b'nei ha-medino, anoshim, ve'noshim, ve'tav, bekinsu, they ask him for forgiveness, and ve'iti lehem hakoi, he forgives them everything. What's the shlish, 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 what's the third? So I saw in the Ephastoria beings that the pshat is, that the third in the beginning is the mitzvah asay, and then the third is mitzvah lois asay, and then the third is chayv krisus and chayv mitzvah pesach. Omar lo im malke, made azala, that tells them the king, till now whatever was, now it's a new page. From now, min hochen nohil chushbeno, anaye cheshmen. From now is a new cheshmen. Kach be'erev Rosh Hashanah, the beginning, before Rosh Hashanah, from Elul, or from Sliches, gdoyle ador misani, gdoyle ador start of parent, to start to ask for tshuva. Who is called a godel? Who is called an important person? The one that starts to ask for tshuva from the beginning of Elul, from the beginning of Slichas. Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu matir shlish ma'avinisayim. If he gives them third, as we know it from the Ketoyah that you say, the Ketoyah says, that that's the asay. Sorry. Umeroyish Hashanah v'yom HaKippurim, hayachidim nisanim. Also, the Beinonim, they also come and they fast, they ask for tshuva. Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu matir shlish ma'avinisayim. Yekiver, everyone comes and fast. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and forgives the whole Kaddish, and he tells them, Mad de Azal Azal. anything what was till now, it was. Min hochu le'alon, nochil chushben. From now onwards is a new chushben. Umiyorim ha-kippurim ha-dachag, kol Yisrael asukim b'mitzvos. From Yom Kippur till Sukkos, everyone is busy with Sukkos. Ze oisek besukosoi, veze belulovoi. And then, ba-yoyim tov horishon shechag, when Klal Yisrael oimdim, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'loveihem ve'esrogeihem, they come and stand with the lulav and esri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and forgives them, and he says, min hochem, ne'ichal chushbena, and that's what's spoken in the, he said in the Tanchume, we say, rishon v'cheshbon avoynes. So that's rishon v'cheshbon avoynes, because till now, we don't, what's the meaning? So according to the Goyen, as we saw, when starts the cheshbon avoynes? From Sukkot. That means these days are still belong to Yom Kippur, it doesn't belong to Sukkot, it's still mitzvah Yom Kippur, it still belongs to Yom Kippur these days. What is a pshat? I heard from my father that he said, this is the Yisoy HaDvarim, that really, what was the scariest or the most, the moment that we felt last night, yesterday? That was the moment of the Tkiyah Shofar. Why? Because that's Olo Elohim Bisroah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochel left us. It was Yom Neroim. Why it's called Yom Neroim? Yom Neroim is called because Venoiro al kol sevivov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medayim kman tzadikim b'chud asarim. Why? Because they are sevivov. They're in there, around them. They surround them. So wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it's Neiro. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to us, and then Pirushu Hashem be'yimotzoi, these are the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, be'yimotzoi is among the Klal Yisrael, so that's Yom Neroim. It's Neiro. Neiro al kol sevivov. And when he left. And the Olo Elohim Bisroah, when there was Tkiyah Shofar. But even when this, the separation, the parade was when? Last night. But still, it's not exactly a parade. For example, the person sends his son off the yeshiva. So he gives him the goodbye kiss, right? The Medrash says there's 7 types of kisses. One of them is a goodbye kiss. It's a very important thing. He gives him the goodbye kiss, but he's still there. He's still sitting in the car. He didn't yet drive away. Even though the parade was, it didn't, the same thing, because we're still here. These 4 days, it's a mix, and he's still over here, we still feel connected. So, but the Lefida Goyen comes out that this is still a part of Yom Kippur. What it means it's part of the Yom Kippur. But there is a Yahweh's Dvash. There was both done in Danach Yosef, that Yahweh's Dvash is in Chelek Beis Drush Yud, means the Yahweh's Dvash, that there's a Gemara and Yume, Daf Chofamud Beis, the Gemara says, that this Sotten is Mekatreg, 364 days a year. There's 365 days a year, Moshe Chama. There's one day that he doesn't have shlita, he doesn't have control. What day is it? The day of Yom Kippur, because it says a gematria hasokn. Ha is hey, is 5. Shin is another 300, is 305. Tes is another 9, is 314. And Nun is another 50, we count to 364. What's the one day that he doesn't have control? That is the day of Yom Kippur. Fake the Yahweh's Dvash. Hasotn is not his name. His name is Sotn. The Hey is like a Hey idea. You introduce him. He is the Sotn. Hasotn is not name Hasotn. The name is Sotn. Says the Yahweh's Dvash, yes. This is another 5 days that doesn't have control. And what are these days that he doesn't have control? These are the 5 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot where he doesn't have control. He brings the Ramah Mipano. He says the Ramah Mipano finds it very difficult to explain the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ve'eva, the Nochosh HaKadmoini, but the Nochosh Ve'eva Osim, Bein Cho Ubeino Isho, Bein Zarat or Bein Zara. That means there's going to be a hate between the Nochosh. Who's the Nochosh? The Nochosh HaKadmoini is the Yitzhora, the Sotn. We said including Sukkot. Now, including the first day of Sukkot, because then we don't shake at night. No, look, we take it a day. Then we have. In the day of Eva, we have Aleph is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Yud is the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Beis is the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and the Hey, he says, I don't know what is it. He finds it very difficult, the Ramah Mipano. What's the Hey? He says, yeah, we are very simple. These are 5 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's the Heyvo, that's the Hey. And Aleph, Beis, is the first days of Rosh Hashanah. From the first days of Rosh Hashanah, through the whole, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, that's Aleph, Beis, and Yud, through the whole Aseres Yemei Teshuva, and then we have the 5 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And that's why he comes and says that's the Eva, that's the hate between the Eva, the hate between the Klal Yisrael and the Sotna. That the Sotna don't have connection, that day they don't have connection to the Klal Yisrael. The Shlom HaKodesh brings down from the Ma'aril. And he says that the Ma'aril says, why these days we don't say that, and what's special about these days of between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? He says, these days are special because it's a matone shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'am Yisrael. It's a gift that the Lord gave us, that He forgives us for all the sins, these 4 days. And the Shlok comes and says, Cholilo lehamin bedovo zeh. How can you believe in a thing? Because Bobo, there's 4 days that Bobo doesn't punish. Because Bobo punishes for sure, there's a command, Chagigay beings, that Bobo punishes. Shlok in the beginning of Sukkah, that for sure He punishes every person, every minute, every second, what He does, for sure. And He says, I can give you 3 different reasons why these days you should get punished more than any other thing. First of all, yesterday was Yom Kippur, he says. Yesterday was Yom Kippur, so what? Yesterday you got forgiven and now it's a new... Now, oh, yes, come and knock Yom Kippur, you can come and start Iber Anayas again to start as Dur Chatay, for sure not. Second of all, he says, we know from the Arizal, from the Sforim HaKadoshim, it says that Hoshana Rabbe, it's a Gemar HaChitum. That means the messengers, Kishbohu came and did the Chitum and everything, but the messengers that Kishbohu sends out the Gzardin, that's only when? On Hoshana Rabbe. So till the Shana Rabbah, we are pluim voimdi. Pluim voimdi, if you do one avera, machriya is a kaf, lekaf, trigo, and if you do a lechaf, choybo, and if you do a mitzvah, so machriya is a kaf, lekaf, schus. So, you should be very careful, these days, how can you say, I'm going to say, and third he says, this is like a cholamoy. What is the definition of a cholamoy? The Gemara says, the definition of a cholamoy, gdusha lefono, gdusha leachro. That's the definition of a cholamoy. The Ramban even wants to extend it, he says that the whole sphere of Soim is a cholamoy. Why? Because we have Shavuos Leachro and Pesach Lefanov, that the whole thing is Cholamoyed. He says, these days are like Cholamoyed. We have a Yom Tov, a Yom Kippur, Lefanov, Sukkah says Leachro. These days are very special. These are holy days. We have to be extra careful not to come to do any sins. How can you come and say, Elamai, what he said, what's Rishon Cheshbon Avoinus? He says, Rishon Cheshbon Avoinus is that this are the first day that they start to do Averis. Why? Because it's Mashal from the Medrash. They are busy. People are busy. They don't have time to do Averis. Ah, you do find people do Averis. Ah, people do Averis that... Also, the Shuftana Askinan, he says. Ah, Shuftana, these are stupid people. We don't count them. We don't count. We don't pay attention to these people. But the Chayla we find, and it's Shver on the Arus Dvash, that these 4 days, the Sultan doesn't have control. And even the Gemara said that this day of Yom Kippur has Sultan 364 and this 365 days a year. There's one day that for sure the Sultan doesn't have. So how can we see people that actually do Chatoim on Yom Kippur, Nachman al-Islam? So I heard this from my brother, the Sheikh Rabbi Shapira. There is, as we know, the Yitzhar Hore, the Rabbi Sol Salam, the Rebbe, there's two types of Yitzhar. Yitzhar Pnimi, Yitzhar Chitzoim. But he said there's a third type of Yitzhar. And that's the Yitzhar Hore from people are used to something. Person, he's ragnus. Person is used to something, he doesn't notice that he's doing any aveira. You have lots of people that are doing lots of aveiras, and they, you know, Yikushe Nishbu, but they don't know they're doing anything bad. Why? Because that's the way of life. That's the way of life. And that's, it's in them, the Yitzhak. And even the day that the Yitzhak doesn't have control on us, but they behave normal. And that's the, called the Tzfoini. Right? The Gemara in Sugi, that from Beis HaMadala says the Gemara, the 7 names to the Yitzhak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koroi Ra, Moshe Rabbeinu Koroi Orel, Dovid HaMelech Koroi Tome, Shloime HaMelech Koroi Soine, then Yeshaya Koroi Mirshoin, Horim Hu Mirshoin Lechami, Yechezkel Koroi Lei Even, Vasiroi Sis Leivo Even, and then Yoel Koroi Tzefoi, and that's the Haftarot we read now on the Shabbos Tshuva, and that's what's the Tzfoi. Tzfoi means Tzofun. It's hidden. Hidden in the heart of a person. And that is a person that lives with it. That's the highest of a person. A person lives with it. And that's itself, that's the worst Yitzhora. It's a chayek of a person. A person being, and even though the Yitzhora doesn't have control, still the person can come and do certain aveiras because there's Tzfoini. And that's what we say in the Shabbos Tshuva. We said in the Afterim. V'esa Tzfoini halchik me'aleim. V'idachtiv eleret tzio u'shemama. V'esamti esponov el ha'yom ha'kadmoini. V'soifo el ha'yom ha'achaloin. Ve'olo bo ashoi v'ta'al tzachanosoi like higdi la'asois. That means I'm going to come and kill the, like Bobo says, I'm going to kill this tzfoini, v'ta'al bo ashoi, terrible smell, stink, v'sirochoi, right? That is a ba'ashoi v'ta'al tzachanosoi, even a worse smell. What means? So I'm going to explain that. What, where comes a bad smell from? Anything that has life, when it dies, it gets a bad smell. For example, if you take stone or rock, doesn't have a bad smell. A doimim doesn't have a bad smell when it goes off. As the Gemara says, melach, right? Salt. Doesn't have a bad smell. The Gemara in B'choyer is Nafches, or in Chach Me'atune, one of the questions that asked Rabbi Shmuel Chananya is, what do you do with salt that goes off? Heichem Melichel Amat, right? Because it's not possible, these things. He tells them, how could you come and a mule gives birth? Because a mule also doesn't give birth. The same thing, Melach, something that's doimen, doesn't have a smell. But if you take a flower in the withers, so it has a small, bad smell, not terrible smell, but because it has a little bit of chayus when an animal dies, so a little bit worse. When a human being dies, the smell is already impossible. Of the head of Tzvoini, what's the Tzvoini? The Tzvoini is the whole humanity, a whole culture of people, hundreds and thousands of people will die, because that's the way of life. This is the Tzvoini, this is the Yitzhohoven, this is Vatal. It's going to be a terrible smell in that day, in that time, because that's the Yitzhak would come and kill the Yitzhak. Let's go back to the Shlo. The Shlo says that what is the Avoinus, that's the Rishon Cheshbon Avoinus, this is the Rishon Cheshbon Avoinus. But there is a lot of Rabbonim who came, the Esephraim, Ephraim Salman Margolias, and the Shalomeshim Shol Natanzon. We'll come and I want to explain what means Rishon Cheshbon Avoinus according to a quite famous book of the Goin. The Goin says in Ovis, it says, Eda lifnei mi ato osi li dein din v'cheshbon. Right? Eda lifnei mi ato osi li dein din v'cheshbon. Says, you know, what's din and cheshbon? What's the two things, din and cheshbon? Because din is, a person does avere, he will get punished. Din. He'll get punished. Cheshbon is, make a cheshbon. This time, you done the avere, you could have learned Torah. And that you're also going to get punished. And that time you done the avere, you could have done something good, you could have learned Torah. And that you're going to get punished. That's the din, is an actual din avere. And cheshbon is on the time when you didn't do the avere, that's din. Also on that you're going to get punished. That's din v'cheshbon. אז זה דוקטור גוין. לא יש לפני מי אתה עושה לתת דין וחשבון. זוק דרב שאול נתן זון. Very good. ראשון לחשבון אבוי זה סוכס. Why? Because till now, we've forgiven what we did, right? If a person took it these 4 days, if a person does have it, he will get punished. What he will get punished? Only on the deen. Why? Because this chashbon, you could have done something, learning Torah on these days. He says, no. Why? According to the Medrash. That's what they're going to say, the Medrash. What the Medrash says? They are sukim, בסוכוסוי ובלולובוי, everyone is busy. There's no time on the person why you didn't learn Torah in that time. So Rishbon, Rishon, Lechesbon Avoinus, and this first day of Sukkot, then is a Rishbon Lechesbon Avoinus. Till that day from your Kippur, you don't get punished on the Cheshbon. Because then everyone is busy. You don't have a time against the person why you didn't learn Torah. But in this, from then, Rishon Lechesbon Avoinus, this is going to be the Cheshbon Avoinus. The Beis Ephraim learns a little bit different. And we're going to have to be a Hagdomer. This agnome, we know tshuve me'ave, the Gemara says, zdoino is nasim loy ke zechuyos. Tshuve me'ires, zdoino is nasim loy ke zhegogos. We say, yesterday we done tshuve tfilo tzedoko, ma'avir nesroi akzeyo. You look on top of the tshuvo, tfilo tzedoko, it says, tzoyim, koil, momoy. What is the gematria of tzoyim? 136. Koil, 136, momoy, 136. Multiply 136 by 3 is 408. 408 is Zois, Zion, 7 Aleph. 1 Tof is 400. Bezois Yovoi Ahaloi Elakoyesh. What's Bezois? For the Tshuva. This is the mile of Tshuva. Bezois Yovoi Ahaloi. The Ben Ishchai adds, and he says, that we said in the Dovid, right? We said in the Dovid Hashem, Im Tokum Olam Ilchomo, Bezois Ani Boiteach. What we have a bitokum with bezois, come and do tshuva, bezois ani boiteach. I heard once a vote, we say also, me'esh Hashem o yisrael zois, he niflos beineinu. This is a big wonder. This zois, this tshuva, a person does tshuva, it's a big, big wonder. How could it be? So even if you can explain, that means the Shoshim says that, how could it be? A person killed, a person does avera, and then venake, Hashem who wipes it out, how could it be? It's a big, big chiddush. And Rebbe Chonon comes and asks, Choyre, we see that Toila Rishonos, he becomes a Rosh. So we can come and explain. But this is for sure a big wonder. A person does Tshuva Me'avah, suddenly does his Doinos become into Zvuyos. How could it be? It's a big, big, big wonder. Yom Kippur, the Yom Neroi, was Neiro, was Tshuva Me'ira. Sukkot is Tshuva Me'avah. There is a vote of the Milchas Yitzchok. The Chassidut says, we linked in Pasha Shuvah. Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecho, ki choshalto ba'avinecho. What's Shuva Yisrael Kishon? Shuva Yisrael, we're talking about come, Klal Yisrael, do Tshuva. Ki Choshalto. What's Choshalto? Choshalto is stumble. Right? Lifnei Yilo, Lishit Nei Mirshon. It's a stumble. A stumble is a shoygeg. It's a, accidentally, a person does Aveir. It's a Avoinech. What's Avoin? Avoin is Bemezid. We have Chatoim is the shoygeg. Avoin is Bemezid. Shoyim is rebellion. So, avoinus is amazing. How can you say, ki choshalto ba'avoinecho? You did a mirshoy, stumbled, with amazing, it doesn't work together. He says, exactly, that's Shuva Yisrael, we're talking about Yoyim HaKippurim. Shuva Yisrael, Hashem HaLegecho, ki choshalto ba'avoinecho. Your avoinu is amazing. We come into Shgogo, we come into choshalto. Why? Because that's Shuva Meira. But then we continue the psukim, right? Shuva Yisrael, Hashem HaLegecho, ki choshalto ba'avoinecho, k'chu imochem dvorim, v'shuva Hashem. אם הוא אי לאו, כל תיסו אוהב וכך טוב, ונשארנו פה מספסינו, אשור לא ישיינו, על סוס לא נרקוב, אשור ברוכו, ירוחם יוסוים. אהו פה משובוסם, הוא היה בין נדובו, אהו קטה לישראל, ירפח קשה שמה, הרבה זמן שמודה, וריח לא יקל לבונוי. And then we come to a posto, יושובו יוישבי בצילוי, יושובו יוישבי בצילוי, יח יודוגון, ואיפרחו כגפן. זיכו יקי אין לבונוי. Ephraim, Al Yoyla, Atzavim, but that's the psuk Yesh Yoshuvu Yoshuvu Tzilo. When we look at the father and offsprings, what's more important? So if he has the young ones, they can say for sure the offsprings are more important. But we know that always the father, the source, is better than the derivative. Right? There's always been the father is better than the offsprings. The Alta Doira is very, Ayit and Alta Doira is, that's the way, it's better. But there's three things that the derivative is better than the source. The outcoming is better than the source. What are they? Wheat. Wheat, what bracha you make on wheat? Boyer pri adama. When you turn it into bread, it becomes boyer pri, amoz yelechem in oretz. Gefen, also, you do on grapes, you do boyer pri oretz. But once you come and you turn it into wine, it's boyer pri agofen. Tshuva is the same thing. The derivative is better than the source. The source is the aveir. When you do tshuva me'aveir, it turns into zchuyos. That's what he said. Yoshua, in the beginning, Shuva Yisrael, ki choshalto ba'avoinecho, the avoin is amazing, they come into Ksholim, they come into Shoyger. Yoshuvu, when they come, Yoshuvu is Tshuva. Yoshuvu, you sit in the tzeil, you sit in the shade, what's that? In the sukkah. Then what's going to happen? Yachyu kadogon, ve'ivrechu kagefen. Then they turn to be like a dogon and a gefen, for the derivative is better than the source, and that's Tshuva me'avet. Sukkah is the Torah of Tshuva Me'ava, as we know, Yeminoi Techavkeini, and as we know, a person comes in the middle and says, they go out with Luvei Ve'odeir. A servant, a master tells a servant, go and do something. He can do it, he can do it, because he's doing it. It's a job. Well, he does it v'simcha. He does it v'simcha, that means he's doing it out of love. When we come with the lulav, and we come with it out of love, that's better coming and showing us, that's the simcha. The simcha is Tshuva Me'ava. Says the Beis Ephraim, we showing lecheshbon avoinus. Why? Because we come and do it with simcha. We come and do tshuva me'aveh. That's why Rishon lecheshbon. What's the cheshbon avoinus over here? The cheshbon avoinus, he says like this. Till now, we got, as we said, we got punished on the din. But we got forgiven. Why? We did tshuva me'ire. We got tshuva me'ire. We got forgiven. What we got forgiven? On the din we got forgiven. We had done avere. We done avere. We did tshuva me'ire. It's no avere. It's a shgoga. But on the cheshbon, we're going to get punished. Because that time, you could have made a mitzvah. On the cheshbon, you're still punished. But once comes in sukkah, it's tshuva me'aveh, this second, what you did, the aveira, it was not aveira, it was a mitzvah. So the cheshbon also comes back. Rishbon lecheshbon avoinos. This cheshbon, you're also not going to get punished. Till now, you didn't get punished on the din. Because, the tshuva me'ire is doinos nasi loike shgogos. You didn't do aveira, but you're still going to get punished on the cheshbon. And that time you could have done a mitzvah. Now, Rishon lecheshbon avoinos. Sukkah, as we said, you do tshuva me'aveh. Tshuva me'aveh, also the aveira is done in the zchuyos. Comes out when you've done the aveira that time. When the person done the aveira that time, be'etzim you've done a mitzvah. So you can't come and get punished on the cheshbon. The cheshbon also, you're not going to get punished because actually you've done a mitzvah that time. Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Valditcher, in the beginning of Kedushas Levi, in the beginning of Parshas Hazinu, says very similar thing. He says, Rishon lecheshbon avoinos, because now it's tshuva me'aveh, so it's doing this nasi loike zchuyos, so a person is looking for lots of aveiras. He wants to have lots of all the mitzvahs. He explains the pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim says, in Kapitel Chofei, Chatas ne'ura yupshoya al tizkoyer, chasotecho ato tizkoyer li, Leman Tuchu Hashem. Yes, what's going on over here? Tisker al Tisker. Remember my avoidance, I don't remember my sins. He says, before Tshuva Me'aved, don't remember. After Tshuva Me'aved, do remember. I'm just going to finish about these days, like what's the essence of these days. I don't understand too much in this, but the Arizal says, and both down in the Sforim, that these days are the 4 days between, 4 days between Sukkot and Yom Kippur is connected these four letters. Aleph, Hey, Vav, and Yud. These are the letters of Shem Havaya, each combination of Shem Havaya has these letters. Part of these letters. And we see that these letters are very important letters. Anyone in Tanakh, we see that they added the name Yehoshua. They added the letter to this name. So, Avor, Yehoshua. One of these letters they added to this name. And what is so important about these names? We know, Ein Hakisei Sholem. Ve'ein Hashem Sholem. Ad, right? Ein Kiko Halkei Isko Milchom Al-Amol Le'Vashem Al-Amolik Miyoy Midoy Odoy. Ein Hakei Sholem. Ve'ein Hashem Sholem. What it says, case and ko. What we're missing from the case, it should have said a kisei. So we're missing a aleph. What we're missing from the ko, it should be shem havaya, yud kei vav kei. We're missing a vav, and we're missing a hey. So we're missing a aleph, a vav, and a hey. Now it is 600 times says in Tanakh, Yerushalayim. Except of 3 times, all of them are chosel, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim. Only 3 times. We're missing a Yud in Yerushalayim. That's going to be lost in Lovani. We're missing a Aleph from the Kisei. We're missing a Vov and a Hey from the Yud Kei, from the Kor. We're missing the Yud in Yerushalayim. These four, Aleph, how can we be taken? Says the Arizal. The Aleph, we're taken the first Aleph Tishrei, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We're taken the Aleph. The Vov, when we're taken on the Vov Sivan, on the day of Chag HaShavuos. The Yud and Yom HaKippurim. When is exactly this Hey? This is the 5 days between Sukkot and that's the days of Yishakama. We can tut of Asach Zachem to be metaken, the Kisei Sholem, and Hashem Sholem, we should be Zoyche Taken, the Kisei Sholem, and the Kei Sholem, and the Yud Kei, Vov Kei, and may all be obeyed.